y'all. Welcome back to the RV America Y'all podcast.
I'm Stacy.
I'm Tom, and we're RV America Y'all.
We are native Texans and full-time RVers who are all about exploring the great state of Texas and beyond, one campground at a time. We're on a mission to experience life, not just live it, and we're bringing you along for the fun.
We're recording this episode on the Treasure Coast of Florida. This is episode 39.
And I think by now you all know that we believe that RVing is awesome, but as great as it is, sometimes things don't go as planned, and so when something goes awry, who you gonna call? That's the topic this week, so sit back, relax, and join us as we RV America, y'all. So, yes, if you've been with us for a while, then I think it goes without saying that we are 100% sold on the RVing lifestyle. If you know a little bit of our history, we both have RVing experience as kids. We got our first RV, a travel trailer, back in 2013.
Wow.
And, so 11 years ago now.
Yep.
And we moved into our RV to live full-time and put the house on the market back in 2018. So we're in our sixth season living full-time in the RV.
Seems like a lifetime ago.
It is amazing, isn't it? Oh, my gosh. But, you know, it's not been all roses and butterflies, as they say. You definitely, I don't care what type of RV you have. I don't care how old it is or new it is. I don't care how you take care of it. From time to time, you're going to have an issue. And we have certainly faced those challenges over the years. It's just part of the experience.
Yep.
But when that happens, when something doesn't go as planned, who you're going to call? I think that is how you answer that question. Will have a lot to do with how overall stressful the experience is.
Or not stressful.
Certainly.
And it could be a lot less expensive if you call the right.
And that's place. For sure. And the reason we decided, this was Tom's idea to record this episode, and it really started because lately we've seen a whole lot of folks, and it's not new, certainly. But lately, we've really noticed a whole lot of people that they're having some type of major issue with their RV, whatever it might be, and they're turning to the forums or the Facebook groups for advice from fellow RVers, and I totally get that. RVing community is awesome and always ready to help, but sometimes there might be a better way.
Yeah, and I think you say sometimes they're not having major issues. They just think they're having major issues.
Good point.
To me, the reason why this one just slapped me in the face is because I saw this two or three times lately, and it's where the one I remember just real recently, they had just picked up their RV. It was a brand new motorhome, and it was their first trip, and they had a check engine light come on, which, okay, that's very unfortunate, obviously. None of us want that to happen. But, you know, when that happened, they're asking people on Facebook and stuff what they think is wrong.
And they were trying to self-diagnose.
Right, they're trying to self-diagnose. And to me, I'm like, no, you know. First of all, it's brand new, and we know, like, through we have a Freightliner chassis. I don't know if theirs was Freightliner, but depending on what chassis they had, they need to call the chassis manufacturer. I mean,
because this was a chassis issue.
Yes.
Or an engine issue.
An
of
engine
some type.
Issue. So, you know, like Freightliner has their 24/7 app, and in that app, it has phone numbers that you call that they answer 24/7. So they're there to help you. And the thing is they can help you diagnose it right there over the phone. And they may be able to tell you, which we've had happen before, that that's not really that big of an issue. Just continue on, get to the RV park, and we'll get something set up. We'll get somebody out there to take a look at it or, you know, whatever. But you immediately know, okay, I don't have to, you know, majorly worry about it. I could just get to the RV park and then start having a good time.
Well, you know, we did have a situation a few years back. We were on our way. We were in Texas. We were on our way to Austin for a family wedding.
Yep.
And going to be staying at a state park there in Austin. And as we were driving, a check engine light, a yellow light came on, and I pulled out the app, because we do have a Freightliner chassis. I pulled out the app, and there's a section on there where I could look at the error codes. And so we could tell that it was related to coolant.
Right. It seemed to be a sensor, obviously, because it was showing low coolant levels, but it wasn't low.
We checked the coolant.
It wasn't low.
So we called Freightliner.
They said, hey, it probably is a sensor or something. You should be okay to just get to your destination, and we'll set you up something at one of the Freightliner dealerships or the shops. So we did. We got to Austin. We enjoyed the wedding.
Yep.
That weekend.
Didn't worry about it.
And they gave us some shops to call. And we got one that was going to be able to get us in Monday morning, first thing. And that's when we were leaving Monday
morning.
And it
was in another town, but very near.
Oh, my gosh. It was 10 miles away.
Amazing.
So we got there, and they had the part. They got us done within 3 or 4 hours. They had a nice little waiting room, too. Star and Astro were welcome to go in. Pet friendly. And it actually was a new dealership or Freightliner.
Repair shop.
And, yeah, I mean, it took all the stress out of it. And we were under warranty, too. So we knew, you know, all that was covered. And it was just a sensor that wasn't working right, and they replaced it. But
it would have been real easy for us, in hindsight, to see that yellow light.
Yep.
And
panic
and say, oh, my gosh, you know, the engine's going to shut off, and, you know, I'm going to find myself on the side of the road, and we've got to get to this wedding, and, you know, what if. And had we not made that call when we did and had that reassurance, it could have taken a very wrong turn for us.
Right. And I'll give another instance. Okay, so that's on the chassis. We got to a state park in South Dakota. Our water pump was out. We were at a park where there wasn't water hookups. So
Angostura State Recreation Area outside of Hot Springs, South Dakota.
Beautiful
park.
Oh, my gosh, yes. All sorts of spots, too. I mean, that place was huge. But, you know, where we couldn't get water.
Yeah, you have to run off your water tanks.
And our water pump went out. So that's when we had the Newmar. It was new. So I called Newmar right away. I called Newmar. They instantly were like, we're going to find you a mobile tech to get out to you. It was at, I guess, the time of year, it was that they couldn't find any mobile techs in the area. But we happened to have a very good friend that was a mobile tech.
He was awesome.
Yeah, and he was in the area, and we knew it. He's a full-time RVer, so they didn't know of him because he just would help people wherever he was at. But he was a registered technician and everything. He had credentials, and he was great. And hey, Dave. And I asked Newmar, I said, could I have my friend call you? And he says he can come fix it. And they said, absolutely, we'll pay him. You know, we'll pay him and just have him call us. And he did. He called him. He set that up. Dave was able to go by, pick us up a water pump. He came by that evening. So we cooked dinner for everybody, for Dave and his wife. And he got the new water pump put in, and boom, we were going, you know, 6 hours later or whatever from the time we noticed the problem. And again, they helped us solve that. And then they not only helped us when it appeared like, gosh, we're not going to be able to get you to a mobile tech. You may have to try to find an RV dealer or something to go to. We had an out-of-the-box solution just because we knew Dave was in the area, and they went with it, you know. And it's because we were communicating with them, so it took another, could have been a stressful situation. Not having any water, that's kind of stressful when you're camping. I mean, we need water. And it just wasn't that big of a deal because we knew who to call. You know, if we didn't know who to call, now since we knew Dave was in the area, if we would have called Dave first before Newmar and Dave come out and if he would have fixed it, I'm not a positive that Newmar would have covered it. It needed to go because it was under warranty. Newmar need to be in contact with him.
There's a proper sequence of events.
Right.
Sure.
And so that's why I knew, because obviously if they had a tech in the area, they could have sent that tech over. We would have been just as happy. And they tried. They called several folks to try to get them there. It was just a weird time of year and a tough time. You may have a fifth wheel and that happen, or your generator on the fifth wheel goes out or something. You call the manufacturer, let them start that right there, because then they will help you get it resolved and take some of that stress away from you. And even the stress of thinking is it going to be covered or not going to be covered? At least if you're doing it, if you start in the right place, yeah, you can go on Facebook all you want, or you can go in the RV forums all you want and try to fix that water pump yourself. But if you don't get it fixed, or you have somebody come over, an RV repair guy, and he fixes it, it may not be covered.
Right.
Again, because you just need to start with the manufacturer.
Well, I think, you know, having, you know, social media is awesome for a lot of reasons.
Yes.
You know, it's opened up our world. It gives us access to information that we never would have had before.
Yeah.
And it is great to be able, when you're in a pinch, to be able to throw it out there to the internet and say, hey, my toilet's not flushing.
Yep.
I've done this and this and this. Here's pictures. Do you have recommendations? Has this happened to you? And sometimes you can immediately get an answer that is 100% what you needed to hear, and you do what they say, and it worked. But there's also the chance, because RVers are awesome and everybody wants to help and everybody means well.
For sure.
There's also the chance that you might get somebody that had maybe a similar issue, or their cousin's brother's sister's uncle had a similar issue, and this is what they think you need to do. And they may lead you down a path that, A, takes your time, B, costs you more money, C, doesn't fix the issue but maybe causes another issue. You just got to be real careful with the advice that you're accepting.
Right, because even when you're not under warranty, I still think if it's chassis related, you start with the chassis manufacturer. I mean, you go to Spartan, or you go to Freightliner, you call if it's like a Ford chassis or whatever on a Class A or a Class C, you know, maybe you have to call the RV dealer, which is fine that you bought it from. But you need to start with those folks, because it may not be that tough of an answer. You know, you're not the only one it's probably happened to.
Right.
And they see a lot more of those instances than, you know, even on the internet and stuff, trying to find somebody that may have had something that they think is the same as what you've got. I just think it's so much easier to start with the folks that built it or the folks that sold it to you or the, you
folks
know,
who work on them all
the folks
time.
That work on them all the time. Yes, when you're not under warranty, if it's not a major thing, let's just say your shades won't go up and down or something like that, I totally understand going to the internet and trying to get help. Maybe you have a Silverleaf, like we have Silverleaf. That's what controls some of our internal stuff. You have a Silverleaf question on what to do to get some kind of functionality. You know, some people may know
reset
that.
Your auto generator
reset your auto gen start, something like that. Yes, that those forums and stuff are great for that. But I mean, if it's something that's holding you from going down the road or something like that, I you know, by all means, I mean, Freightliner wants you. We know personally from Freightliner that they want you to contact them. That's why they have a 24/7 app. They want you to call them so they can help you get taken care of as quickly as possible. They want you on the road having fun. They don't want you on the side of the road stressing out about a check engine light or whatever it might be.
Right.
And these the RV dealers around too, they don't want you having issues with your toilet or with whatever either. You know, so these places are, that's the place to start usually. And a lot of times they can, especially the manufacturer, we call with any issues if we feel like, okay, I don't know the answer to it now. Even now, I'll call Newmar first. I mean, if it's house related, and they have a great staff that knows your coach, and they may be able to give you a simple solution. It may be a solution is reset the salesman switch, or go out and you know, turn off your chassis batteries and disconnect and connect it back up. And we've had that happen with the radio and our GPS. We had it happen with Tiffin, too, and they got us through. It didn't take but a few minutes. You get through. It's stuff they have happen all the time, usually. And it's not like they're major things, but it's just a little reset here, and boom, you're back on the road.
Well, we have to remember that today in 2024, so much of what's in these RVs of all kinds is computer, electronics, it's, they've got brains, they've got, you know. So it's tough to be a shade tree mechanic on RVs now.
Well, yeah, and a check engine light, know that they are computerized. So if you didn't have all these computers on there, you would never even have a check engine light going on. You'd just be driving down the road.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't even know that there's, that maybe in its checks when it went through, when it started up, that something didn't check right, you know, so it threw a check engine light. But that doesn't mean you can't drive down the road. That's why I'm saying it's, you can't panic just because like a check engine light comes on, because there's a thousand reasons why a check engine light could come on.
Right.
But you know what? That's a thousand reasons that computers can't help us, because we may be able to head off a problem before it happens. And just by the code that it gives or whatever, they can determine whether that, oh, yeah, you know what? You probably ought to turn off, you know, get off the road and find a safe place to pull off. And they may tell you, you know what? You need to get that towed.
Well, and so here is, and we've been there again.
Yep.
Here is something else that is, in my opinion, a reason to start with the manufacturers. And that is if you do need to be towed. So you may remember back in 2019, we were in Grand Teton National Park having an absolute ball.
Yeah.
We had a yellow light come on as we were going from Yellowstone National Park into Grand Teton on the Rockefeller Parkway. If you've been on that road, you know there's nowhere to pull off.
No. Nope.
It is simply a road that takes you from between Yellowstone and Grand Teton. That's its only reason to be there. And so we had a yellow light come on the Tiffin when we were going into Grand Teton. It was going into Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
And so we had plans to stay a couple of nights in Grand Teton. we went ahead and we pulled off first chance we got. We called Tiffin, read them the error codes. It was a Cummins issue. We called Cummins. They set up. They said, you know what, enjoy your weekend. It's fine for now, but you do need to have it checked.
Right.
So we made an appointment for the Tuesday after Labor Day weekend.
Well, we actually, and in that case, because this is kind of another tip within a tip of this, who you're going to call, is in that instance, we were only going to stay there like 2 days.
Right.
And we were coming in, and it was first come, first serve in that campground at the time. So we just decided, you know what, we're going to stay through the whole weekend and get through it through Labor Day, because we knew if we leave during the weekend or on Labor Day and something happens, everybody's going to be closed.
Right.
Holiday weekend. So we thought, you know what, we'll stay till Tuesday. And in the meantime, we got into our campsite. I called Cummins back. I set an appointment at a Cummins shop that was about 3.5 hours away, so we could have it checked out when we left on Tuesday.
Unfortunately, the closest location.
Yes, yes. And we, on Tuesday, when we set out, unfortunately, right away, that yellow went to red.
And that was not so fun.
That was not so fun. So at red, that meant we had to stop. And we had a miracle pull-off point. We can't explain why that pull-off point was even there. I think it was there. God put it there for us.
And I'll link to the video in case you missed that from the archives.
Yeah, believe me, that's
experience.
A good one. It is quite the experience. But at that time, so we pulled off, and now we're in communications with Cummins and with Tiffin.
Right.
Because now we know we need to be towed, and we thought, we need to call Tiffin. I've never towed had one of these things towed before, and they told us, they said, no, you got to have, that was a Tiffin Breeze. I said, you got to have a flatbed tow truck, right? You don't want to tow it any other way. That thing's too low and blah, 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 whatever the reasons. So we're like, okay, well, Tiffin and Cummins kind of worked together to find us a tow truck, because that kind of tow truck just doesn't, I mean, it's a rare, if you saw the, again, you're going to have to see the video. This was like a transformer type tow truck. It was the most amazing thing one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. So, but we had to wait like 7 or 8 hours for this tow truck, because there was only one within a 4 hour drive to us. So,
and we are in the middle of Grand Teton.
We're in the middle
National
of Grand
Park.
Teton National Park. Now, I could think of worse places to be stranded in. I mean, it was beautiful all around us. But we had a generator and stuff, so we were comfortable. So it wasn't like we were uncomfortable. And we had a tow. We had our Jeep Wrangler at the time, so we could disconnect if we needed to and go to the store and get stuff. But we're in our RV, so we had food, so that wasn't a problem. But luckily, you know, we waited for that tow truck, and it was the right tow truck. And it got us, but it was 3.5 hours. They had to tow us 3.5 hours away, which was the only time we've been in Idaho. They towed us to Idaho, and we didn't see it on the way. We knew we were going through all these mountains and stuff, but
it was dark.
It was dark by the time we're going through it. We didn't see any of it.
I remember saying, this feels like it would be beautiful.
Yeah.
As we were driving through.
Yeah. But who knows? We hope to see it pretty soon.
Yes.
But we, you know, they got us there safe. And Tiffin and Cummins worked together. It was under warranty with Cummins because it was a Cummins issue. They got, you know, they paid for all that. But then, you know, the tow was in question still. And under the current warranty, well, at first they told us they thought it was going to be covered. The tow was going to be covered. So we were like, oh, that's great. But then once we got there, we realized, oh, well, Cummins was like, no, it's on our policy, it's 1 year towing, but 3 years on the parts and stuff. So they weren't going to cover the tow. And, of course, Tiffin didn't, it wasn't their responsibility necessarily, but we got lucky because we had gone through the manufacturer and everything, not because we were RV Texas y'all at the time and everything, because they didn't even know who we were. We just called up and said Tom and Stacy and talked to Tiffin, and you know, Tiffin covered the tow. They didn't have to, and I'm telling you, that was a $2,600 tow. So that was a pretty significant thing. And I think it just had to deal with because we called them and went through the whole process with them. They knew we did it the right way. They knew we got the right tow truck. And, you know, they covered it, and that was awesome.
Yeah, it doesn't mean, obviously, that that would always be the way it would go.
No.
But it was sure nice that it did.
Yeah.
And had we not called them and brought them into the loop right away, it surely would not
have
gone that way.
Nope. There was
we
no way.
We could have assumed, oh, we're out of warranty, so let's just try to find stuff on our own. But we didn't have to.
Yeah, we didn't.
And so the way I look at it is these manufacturers, your favorite dealerships, all these guys, they are resources. They are important
resources.
They're
the most important resources.
And don't forget to use them. Don't overlook them because you get so wrapped into trying to solve the problem
yourself.
As quickly as possible.
Well, you and might, yourself.
Right. You might end up, it's okay to ask for help.
Right.
It's,
and
you know, it's going to save you time, potentially save you money.
To me, I honestly think this is just, a true example here is having power issues on your RV. Okay, you're already at the RV park and you have power issues in the RV. Most people, and we've done it back when we first started RVing, you panic, you start looking for breakers and everything, and all you needed to do was go out at the pedestal and figure out and reset the breaker.
Right.
You go back to the point, the very right where the power starts. And this is a tip. Every time you have a power issue in an RV park, go to your pedestal first and see if your breaker tripped and then try to reset it.
Right.
Usually that's it. But, you know, for some reason, we check everything else first. I mean, we don't anymore because we had a couple instances where we tried to check everything else except for where it started. Well, here's the same thing. Go where it started. Go at the beginning because that may alleviate your stress a lot quicker and take care of your problem. And like Stacy said, in a lot of times, it could save you money because if it's under warranty and you go through them, it'll probably be covered.
And even if you're not under warranty, it gets that issue on record.
That's right.
And there may be other folks who have had that same issue that the manufacturer starting to see a pattern of an issue that they didn't know existed.
Yep.
And now it's becoming apparent to them and you never know, it might get covered.
Yeah, that's right.
But if you don't have those conversations, and please guys, I know it's a frustrating situation when something like this happens. It's impacting your trip. It's impacting your day. It's stressful. I get it.
Yes.
We've been there.
Yep.
But please remember when you're talking to these folks, whoever it might be, they're trying to help you.
Yep.
Don't take your frustrations out on them, whoever's answering the phone.
That's
you're
right.
You're going to get a lot further in getting assistance for having a calm, logical conversation.
That's right. That's right.
So,
good point.
Yeah. So, yeah, that is the main thing, you know. Calling the folks first that have the best opportunity to help you and they have the biggest knowledge bank, in our opinion, can save you a lot of time and struggles.
It sure has us, and we're speaking from total experience on that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we hope this helps you in the future. I hope
yep.
you don't have an issue.
No, for sure.
But if you do, I hope it helps you. Put it in your back pocket as a little source of advice.
Yeah.
And thanks so much for joining us. We're always happy to have you guys along for the adventures. And until next time, y'all, safe travels.
And happy camping.
Bye.